the whole field of primatology. And one of the things that researchers work very intensively are between group conflicts. For example, in chimpanzees, they regularly, like a band of male chimpanzees would regularly go on a raid, on a patrol. They walk around, and if they find an isolated male from a neighboring group, they will kill him. So that is kind of a proto-warfare. When you look at hunter-gatherers, existing hunter-gatherers, but also look for ethnographic records and look for archaeological evidence, you see signs of fortification. You can work with skeleton remains and see signs of violent death. People understand more and more that if you really want to understand human behavior, it's not sufficient to use kind of standard economics approach to look at material benefits and costs. There are other things that motivate people, and it can be cultural beliefs, it can be religious beliefs, it can be many different things, including something that biologists call social instincts. So sometimes we react in a very instinctive way on certain social situations. And the dominant idea is that these instincts evolved over the last hundreds of thousands of years. So that's kind of the idea of this workshop, is to bring together people with background in animal behavior, mostly in primatology, in anthropology, but also political science, modelers, psychologists, historians, try to figure out if we can make advances.
What do you want to see come out of this workshop? What's the goal?
At Nimbus, we have several different activities. Two main activities are investigative workshops and working groups. So investigative workshop, and that's what we're going to have next week, is basically when we get different people together who discuss the cutting-edge science and try to identify most promising avenues for future research, and also would identify potential collaborators. But it will be mostly kind of talking, generalizing, getting to know each other, getting to know each jargon, motivation, and things like that. But after that, we hope, and that's what's been happening quite often at Nimbus, an investigative workshop would lead to a working group. And in a working group, people will really start working, producing papers, meeting regularly, and pushing science forward.
What do you plan to bring to the workshop then?
I'm a theoretical evolutionary biologist, and I've been working on models that have a kind of a genetic component, that have behavior, and that also have some economic type considerations of cost and benefits. So over the last several years, I've been working on models looking at how different social instincts could have evolved. For example, the drive for equality or evolution of intelligence. And over the last several years, I had a couple of projects that explicitly focus on between group conflict and within group cooperation. So what I will bring to this workshop is basically this type of expertise.
Are you looking at geography too?
In some situation, yes. To give you an example, a couple of years ago, we had a very interesting project that actually got a lot of attention. It was an attempt to model, and it was quite a successful attempt, to model the spread of human empires over 3,000 years. And historians put together a database covering the geographic sizes of empires from 1500 BC to 1500 AD. And that model was done in a realistic geographic landscape, basically with mountains, with rivers, with the ocean, and we were quite successful. And let me mention that actually there is a whole new science emerging, and we call it Clio dynamics. Clio is the muse of history in ancient Greece, and basically Clio dynamics is a mathematical history. It's an attempt to develop a theoretical foundation for better understanding of historical events. And it's not just modeling. People are putting together big databases now. There are literally now, I think, hundreds of volunteers, historians, who digitize information. And in a few months, the first version of that database will be finished. So basically, it's a big data approach to history. Big data approach like is everywhere now, like in genetics, in ecology, conservation. But what we are doing, it will be history.
if you come up with models that sort of explain how warfare works, the history of it, who would use them?
Well, for historians, it will be great. But all war historians, like classical historians, were not impressed yet by it, but what we've been doing.
Really?
Of course, because we're invading their field. Basically, for historians, history is one thing after another, while what we are trying to see are general patterns, general rules. And if we look across a large number of similar events, you should be able to identify them. So for understanding history, it will be very important. It should be also very important for economists because, again, I mentioned at the very beginning that a typical kind of classical approach is just to focus at cost, material cost, and benefits. But we now understand that there are many other things that affect human behavior in different situations. So like competition between different companies, between different firms, how groups are structured, what they do, what they think. Also how you deal with inequality within companies, because within armed groups also there is some kind of hierarchy.
Is there a personal reason that you wanted to focus on the warfare? Or as you say, was it more you wanted to train yourself to build this model?
Yeah, I'm myself really curious to understand what's going on in Russia and in Ukraine. That's where my roots are. So I was, indeed motivated by this puzzlement about what's going on there, what drives people. So I used to work on speciation, building mathematical models and describing how a new species emerge. And then I realized that human origins was actually the ultimate challenge to understand. Because now we have all this theory that biologists have developed for different biological species, for animals, for plants. And this, I believe, is the right time really to apply all this knowledge, empirical, coming from empirical work, from observational work, from theoretical work, to better understand human origins.